It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Coronavirus variants, like those found in the UK and South Africa, are ushering in a new stage of the pandemic. And new studies from Rockefeller University and researchers abroad show the coronavirus variants pose a bigger risk to our newly made vaccines than previously thought. Joining us via Skype to explain how this could affect our region is our new health and science editor, Sikon Akpan. Hey, Sikon.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so we know the UK variant has been found in New York and New Jersey. What's the latest on all these variants? Which are the ones raising the most alarms?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it feels like new reports about these mutated germs are sprouting every day. But in truth, scientists are most worried about three variants of concern. One that arose in the UK, one isolated in South Africa, and a third pinpointed in Brazil. The virus is naturally adapting all the time. That's just what viruses and anything in nature is what we do. Mm-hmm. But these variants stand out because they've accumulated about 20 noteworthy mutations. And in the United Kingdom, their variant appears to be contributing heavily to a surge that's overwhelmed hospitals and led to new stay-at-home orders. And the thing is that two new studies this week report that the variants found in South Africa and Brazil are more adept at bypassing our immune system's defenses.
Well, that sounds worrying. Is it? What did the studies find?
So the first study involved some researchers here in New York City at the Rockefeller University. They asked the basic question that I think many people have on their minds. Will the COVID-19 vaccines still work against the variants?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, so they started by looking at one of the immune system's basic weapons against the virus, antibodies. And so they found that people who received the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines developed an arsenal of antibodies. That's on par with the patients who catch the virus and recover normally. But when the scientists checked whether those same antibodies could stop the variants, they found that certain mutations in the variants from South Africa and from Brazil weakened the effectiveness of our best antibodies by 5 to 10-fold. In particular, the Rockefeller study examined mutations in the variant spikes. You know, these are the proteins that sort of surround the coronavirus and allow it to break into our cells. Now, the South African study was looking at sort of the same thing, but it found other mutations help the virus get past our immune defenses. The current versions of the vaccine will still neutralize these variants, but it suggests that these current circulating mutants and future ones may start to erode our protection in the long run.
And the fear is that future mutations would make it even tougher, that the vaccines will be less and less effective?
Yeah, that's the concern. You know how with influenza every single year, we have to get a new vaccine. That's because it's constantly changing. What these studies are telling us is that the coronavirus is also constantly adapting, constantly changing. And these variants are the first signs that it might be able to get by our defenses, and it might mean that we have to update the vaccines constantly in order to be completely protected.
Okay, so where are we right now in our region? What does this mean for New Yorkers?
Ray, I think the gut reaction would be to say, okay, so what's the point of taking the vaccine?
Right.
But in truth, it adds extra urgency to the vaccine rollout. You know, these studies give us some of the first indications that, you know, our best front runner vaccines may lose some of their effectiveness over time. Thankfully, we can update these vaccines 6 months from now, 8 months from now. But what these variants tell us is that our vaccines might have a shelf life, you know, that they might only prove useful for a certain amount of time before we have to start from scratch, before we have to start logistics over and rush out, you know, newly updated vaccines.
Gothamist and WNYC's health and science editor, Sikon Akpan, great to have you with us, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.